A total of 15 people were killed in three different villages in the zone of Beni last Friday. Local authorities pointed the Ugandan Allied Democratic Forces to be the perpetrator of this killing before that the Islamic State claimed it via its propaganda website on Saturday.
It seems that attacks by the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, are becoming a little bit more frequent than 6 months ago. What are the authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo doing in response to this attack?
Bodies were found Saturday morning by local, and several wounded people are receiving medical treatment, as reported by the Civil Society of Beni. An intense activity of ADF has been reported these last 2 months in the territory of Beni, despite the wish of the DRC government to stop these killings. It might be because a lot of Congolese military efforts are being sent in the south of North Kivu province to fight against the M23 rebellion. But authorities of DRC say doing everything in their capacity to stop these attacks.
Jaffa, how is the joint operation between the Ugandan and the Congolese army against the ADF? How is that progressing?
The joint operation between UPDF and FRDC is still ongoing in the zone of Beni against ADF. But we are not seeing the same results as before when starting, and no one knows why. We don't have any communication from UPDF or from FRDC. But what we know is that the relationship between FRDC and UPDF is not the same since the President Museveni placed at the head of his army his son, the General Kaino Rugaba, who is known to be a supporter of M23, an enemy of FRDC in the south of North Kivu. This may be the reason why we are not seeing the same involvement of these two armies against ADF anymore.